Have you ever handed a bag of candy to your flight crew on the way down the jet bridge? Maybe you felt a little awkward about it? Maybe you wondered if they'd just toss it in the trash? I'm Tower on ATs, and this is Radio Hangar. Today we're stepping out of the cockpit for a few minutes to talk about something that affects every single person who flies, whether you're up front or back in row 37. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's talk about flight attendants. Specifically, let's talk about what passengers do that actually makes their day better. Because here's the thing. We spend a lot of time in aviation talking about what annoys crews. The barefoot passengers, the people who stack trash in the seat back pocket like it's a garbage compactor, the guy who rings the call button 14 times before pushback. But the flip side of that conversation is just as important, and it doesn't get nearly enough attention. Simple Flying put out a piece recently about the passenger habits that flight attendants genuinely appreciate. And as a pilot, I found it worth reading, because the culture in the cabin and the culture on the flight deck, they're connected. When the cabin crew is having a good day, the whole operation runs smoother. So let's start with the goodie bags. You've probably seen this trend if you fly a lot. Passengers, often nervous flyers, or parents traveling with young children will put together little bags with candy, earplugs, maybe a note that says something like, "Hi, I'm Baby Oliver and this is my first flight. Sorry in advance." These started showing up on social media a few years ago and they've become a real thing. Here's what you need to know. Flight attendants love them not because they need the candy. They can buy their own snacks. They love them because of what the gesture represents. It's acknowledgement. It says, "I see you. I know your job is hard. I appreciate that you're here." In an industry where crews deal with increasingly difficult passenger behavior, where verbal abuse has skyrocketed since 2020, a small gesture of kindness goes a remarkably long way. Now, I want to be clear. Nobody expects you to show up with gift bags. That's not the point. The point is the spirit behind it. And that spirit shows up in a lot of smaller, easier ways that matter just as much. Like saying hello, that's it. Just making eye contact and greeting the crew when you board. Flight attendants stand at that door and welcome hundreds of people onto the aircraft, and a surprising number of passengers walk right past them like they're part of the furniture. A simple good morning or hey, how's your day going costs you nothing, and it registers. It tells the crew that you see them as people, not service robots. Here's another one that came up in the piece. And it's so simple, it almost sounds ridiculous. Following instructions the first time. When the flight attendant says seat backs and tray tables up, just do it. When they say electronic devices in airplane mode, just do it. When they point to the exit rows during the safety briefing, just look. The number of passengers who treat every routine instruction as a personal negotiation is staggering. Crews aren't making these things up. They're regulatory requirements, Federal Aviation Administration rules. And every time a flight attendant has to ask twice or three times or walk back to your row to have a conversation about why your tray table needs to be stowed, that's time and energy pulled away from actual safety duties. And speaking of safety briefings, here's something that might surprise you. Flight attendants notice when you pay attention to the demo, even if you fly every single week, even if you could recite the location of the nearest exit in your sleep, the crew sees you watching. And it matters to them, because that briefing isn't theater. Those procedures exist because people have survived accidents, specifically because they knew where the exits were, specifically because they counted the rows, specifically because they remembered that the nearest exit may be behind them. When you pay attention, you're telling the crew that you take their primary job, which is your safety. Seriously. Now, let me talk about one that hits close to home for anyone who's ever worked a long duty day. Patience during delays. We all know delays are frustrating. Believe me, as a pilot, I understand the frustration of sitting on a taxiway watching your connection window shrink. But here's the reality. The flight attendant standing in the aisle did not cause the delay. The weather system sitting over the destination did, or the maintenance issue did, or the air traffic control ground stop did. When passengers take their frustration out on cabin crew, it's like yelling at the gas station attendant because oil prices went up. The people closest to you are almost never the people responsible. Flight attendants have said over and over that the passengers they remember most fondly are the ones who stay calm when things go sideways. The ones who say, "Hey, I know this isn't your fault. Thanks for keeping us updated." That kind of grace under pressure. Pilots understand it. We train for it. And it's just as powerful coming from seat 22C. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on this next one. Cleaning up after yourself now. Nobody's asking you to vacuum the aircraft. But gathering your trash, putting your magazines back in the pocket neatly. Maybe handing your cup to the flight attendant during the collection pass instead of leaving it wedged between the seats. That stuff adds up. On a full Boeing 737, the cabin crew might have 25 minutes or less to turn that aircraft. 25 minutes to get 170-some passengers off, clean the cabin, restock, board the next load, and do their safety checks. Every cup you leave jammed in a seat back pocket, every napkin on the floor, every pretzel ground into the carpet, that's time, and when the turn runs long, it's not the passenger who suffers. It's the crew on the next leg whose duty day just got extended. There's a broader point here too, and it's one I think general aviation pilots are uniquely positioned to understand: respect for the machine and the people who operate it. When you walk into a flight school, you clean up after yourself. You put the fuel cap back on. You leave the cockpit the way you found it. That's not just courtesy, it's discipline. It's part of the culture. And that same culture should extend to every aircraft you set foot in, whether you're pilot in command or passenger in 27D. One more habit that came up, and this one is subtle but powerful: complimenting the landing. Now, I know some of you are rolling your eyes, but think about it from the crew's perspective. That captain up front just hand flew an approach in gusty crosswinds, maybe after a 12-hour duty day, and greased it onto the runway. When a passenger stops at the cockpit door and says, "Hey, nice landing," it lands differently than you might think. No pun intended. Pilots are human. We like to hear that the work we put in was noticed. And for flight attendants, hearing passengers say thank you, that was a great flight on the way out the door. It reinforces that the job they do matters. This affects you if you fly commercially at all, which, let's be honest, most of us in general aviation still do from time to time. The relationship between passengers and crew has been under strain. The Federal Aviation Administration reported a significant spike in unruly passenger incidents starting in 2021. And while the numbers have come down from the peak, they're still elevated compared to pre-pandemic levels. Airlines have pushed for stronger enforcement. The FAA has levied hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines, but enforcement only addresses the worst behavior. It doesn't build a better culture. What builds a better culture is exactly what we've been talking about. Small acts, consistent respect. Treating the cabin like you'd treat someone else's airplane, because that's exactly what it is. As pilots, we set the tone. When we fly commercial and we treat the crew with professionalism and courtesy, we're modeling the behavior that makes the whole system work better. And honestly, it's not that different from how we interact on the radio. You say please and thank you to approach control. You keep the frequency clean. You follow instructions. The airspace works because everyone agrees to operate with mutual respect. The cabin should be no different, sources today, from Simple Flying and the FAA on this one. You can find more at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Be good to your crews, in the air, and on the ground. They're all part of the same team.